Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Death of Janis Joplin, Part 3. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Yeah, definitely feel like I have a very somber feeling in here.
Okay, like we said, the two previous episodes, this is gonna be freaky.
Ooh. Oh my god! I mean, this was a very unique experience.
Yeah, I didn't know what we were, because this was your department. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
This is my DPT.
Yeah, did not know what to expect, which was interesting because my wife and her friend came. They wanted to experience as well.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what to do. Yeah. They were like just sitting, like, you know what I mean?
Did she have any follow-up, Michelle?
No, she loved it. She thought it was great. Okay. Yeah. No, she was all up in it. Like she was, it just worked, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how I was going to feel. If mm-hmm. anything, it was just going to be like a lot of... It was going to be like a lot of candles and like kind of like gypsy-ish types.
Yeah, I think you were thinking it was like along the lines of like a seance or courting the
yeah.
spirit.
Yeah.
But essentially, Aaron.
Yeah.
Just an Aaron.
Yeah.
A blonde Aaron
yeah.
came in with a friend and a purse, yeah. you know, like and went around the room.
Yeah.
And felt.
And I was like, things. I was. Along for the ride, like
fuck yes,
because you know we recorded audio, which mm-hmm. you're gonna hear, and then there's video, which mm-hmm. you can see on our YouTube channel if you feel like you want to get like you want to see the room,
mm-hmm.
So you're getting a little bit of that, but kind of get to kind of see her like kind of visceral reactions to it,
yeah, which again I think was out of both of our realm of experience, like
yeah.
I. You know, love paying people to do weird shit all the time. Like,
yeah.
I love ghost shit. Uh-huh. That's my expertise. I'm
yeah.
into it. But I have never had anyone come into a place that I was staying and,
yeah.
like take inventory.
Yeah,
you know?
And kind of how she, you know, how she kind of came to find that she kind of had this, you know, intuition or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You immediately, like, come to my house.
she didn't even start yet. I was like, you have to come to my house.
yeah.
That's how fangirled out
yeah.
I got.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Oh, we should just let you.
We let you.
We let you.
We are going to play you the audio.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to run it. You just hold it kind of point in my direction.
Okay.
We can run the camera.
Okay.
Just so I get some. So we are in the kitchen.
This is probably a wonderful place to shoot up if this is where you're doing it.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody? What? I mean,
sign.
Come on. I can
yeah.
feel. I mean,
feel it?
Why wouldn't you shoot up here?
Mm-hmm.
Is it clean? Is it like, is there like a sense of like cleanliness? The easy to clean up?
Yeah.
Or just like the space.
But like after you inject heroin, it's usually like.
You're
go down or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just... I don't know.
I believe you.
I haven't done heroin.
I love it.
Why did you wink when you said, I haven't done heroin? I didn't understand.
Because when I was 14, I did salvia.
And then, oh, get her out of here!
So I have my own experience.
The cops will be here immediately.
So, like, I'm not getting too much, except maybe, like, a feeling of, like, some fluorescent light or whatever.
Okay.
Just, like...
So you think that is from, it's like a snapshot of the past?
Yeah, I get like snapshots sometimes.
Okay.
Usually, like if I give people like readings, like, and I'm touching them, I'll get like different things that come in my head.
I want it all.
But like I had to like practice for a while. I used to do it to people at work, and I work at like a tech startup, so we'd be like, all right, come in the conference room. And I kept reading this one guy because he had trouble with his love life. And I was like, you're blocked right
now. I'm that guy.
You're that guy?
Yeah.
Great. So, yeah, I mean, these are probably pretty new.
Yeah.
These could be original. But, yeah, these definitely feel new, and I don't think that these were here. The thing that really struck me when I saw that bottle of Southern Comfort, I was like,
really?
Yeah, because, like, that's what, this was her drink.
Yeah.
And the first time I drank when I was in eighth grade, I had 4 shots of this.
Me too? Oh, my God, I first drank Southern
Comfort.
It's a
Wisconsin thing. Yeah. So, like, this is obviously a dangerous thing to have in here. Mm-hmm. And sort of summons some bad feelings.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like, kind of like knock you over feelings. I had heard that this hadn't changed too much since her death, but I think it has. Oh, this is nasty. This definitely hasn't been changed in a while.
Gross.
But yeah, there's nothing too much going on in here, except for this probably has some, like, energy around it.
It just got dark in the camera, too.
That's not great. That's amazing! Welcome to my life. This is probably original wood. I don't know if it matters, like, what's original. What's
no, not. Whatever you're feeling, like, it's amazing.
Does it usually tailor it?
If it's original or not, yeah, because it helps you, you know, like, picture things more. This is coming. So I know that she died between, like, a bed and a dresser, but I don't know where exactly that was in the room. Mm-hmm. And I'm not really...
I think she's clutching, like, she had change in her hand from a cigarette machine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she still had the change in her hand from that.
Ooh. That freaks me out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a gnarly detail.
Yeah, and I know that she was, like, face down. Overdose deaths are so sad because that person did not usually mean to die.
Yeah.
And that's, like, very tragic. Maybe feeling a little sick to my stomach. But nothing too crazy or anything.
Okay.
But I feel like the most I felt was in that room over there. Okay. But we don't have to go there yet.
Where were you?
Yeah, wherever you...
You tell us.
I'm not even moving the camera. It's moving by itself.
It's a Ouija board of cameras.
That's your soundtrack.
Hey, where's the Bible?
The Bible was just in there.
Was it?
I don't know. That's the first thing I check.
Really?
No.
It's kind of the first thing I check.
Whoever has Brooklyn and is rich.
Because the shape of the... I mean, the shape of the room probably hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't.
So, like, that probably is intact, I guess, right?
Yeah. Definitely some bad feelings.
Worse than the other side?
Yeah, but I don't know. It could have been either side. I mean, the whole thing, you know. If you're standing in the spot and, like, you feel cold, then, you
These
know.
Are where the beds would be regardless, I'm assuming, by the layout.
Yeah.
I guess
there's just one bed over here. Here, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know, because I really felt stuff over there.
Huh.
So who knows? This is just more just like a stab of pain. Oof. The entrance is definitely when I came in. That's when I started feeling like the not being able to breathe. Ooh, God, that gives me, I don't know why. But that closet gives me the creeps.
Okay. Your shit, right?
Yep.
It's not your stuff. It's my haunted closet.
Well, it's a big closet.
Yeah.
And there's like 3 of them.
Yeah. This feels very old Hollywood, too, to have these like built-in, like shitty built-in closets.
That are just weirdly massive for no
yeah. We have these. Reason. Ah, God. We have these in my apartment for no reason either. Yeah. I don't know why. I just like... I think you're right. Just, like, touching the old stuff helps you feel things more. Because, like, this wood hasn't changed. I don't know. Popcorn ceilings? Where are they from?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing would be up here.
I'm sure this vent probably looks like an old school.
Yeah, this is probably old, too. This room, I don't know what happened here. But it doesn't feel good. Maybe it could be from all the energy that's right here.
Because, you know, I'm assuming, like, I don't know anything about this, but people are putting a lot of they came here to kind of, and then put their, like, thoughts or whatever, and all kind of, everyone was right here, so there's got to be, like, collective energy, right?
There is, yeah. So, like, a lot of times when I get these feelings, it's, like, I know that there was, like, a certain sort of energy there, you know, and energy is neither created nor destroyed, it just goes somewhere. And that somewhere is my gastrointestinal tract.
Yes.
And my lungs. Oof. Somebody drew a penis.
Hold on. Get in there, Jason.
Somebody drew another penis. Is what she said.
Oh.
I gotta get my.
And then there's the pearl. I know that was her nickname.
Yeah. Somebody wrote naked with an I. Huh. Maybe that's their, just their street name.
Naked. This definitely has a certain smell, too.
Mm-hmm.
You smell that? It's like spicy.
Yeah.
What if you pushed on one of these panels and into a secret doorway?
I would die of happiness.
Yeah.
Oh wow, so they basically they wrote on the walls and then they put up the glass. That's nice. Yeah.
But I know. Ultimately, it's like a mausoleum, kind of, in a
way,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's like a regular hotel room, and then there's this weird aspect of, like, RIP, RIP, but that's the only aspect of it. It's not transformed into, like, the Janice room. There's no, like, poster of her. It's only about her death here, right?
Yeah.
So that's bound to reflect something, and it's also, like, in this closet. It's not, like, on the wall. It's, like, in a weird closet. So something about it just seems odd that this is the Janis Joplin room, but that other than that and this, like, that's the only thing that reflects that. It's an odd thing.
Let me go in the bathroom and not just to take a poop.
Okay.
But also that?
Well, can we film that? I mean, that's bonus footage for Patreon.
Wow, this closet has some stuff in it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, feathers, yeah, that's,
I mean, struggling with addiction is, like, a super hard thing.
I miss plenty of places to play 7 Minutes in Heaven. Just saying. No? Okay. I'm just saying.
Oh, I love this shower. This is, like, my shower at home.
It is.
Got some weird feelings, like, lung feelings in here.
I mean, imagine somebody did drugs in here once.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a cigarette or, like, some trans fats or something like that. That's drugs, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Clove?
Yeah. Definitely feel like I have a very somber feeling in here. Like,
from the bathtub in general or just the room in general?
I don't know why I am drawn to the bathtub, that's for sure. But like a reflection, like a bad reflection.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody has laid in here and thought about something, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like
despair a little.
Yeah, and I feel that I definitely feel somber, like sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like crying sad.
Mm.
But I don't cry, so.
That's healthy.
Or it takes a lot. Or a dog commercial.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely laying here and feeling like very heavily sad and maybe even unloved in a way. Yeah, this is, like, freaking me out. A lot of, like, chilling, though, in here. Trying.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get your picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. That wasn't here, was it? You remember, have you ever been in a hotel with the old hair dryers?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God, those are scarier than ghosts.
Could you go first?
Would you mind if I had, like, a little, like, alone time in here for,
yeah,
like,
not
2 minutes or something?
I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't mind. We'll be back and then,
just
take as
minutes.
Much time as you need.
Yeah, so pretty,
whoa.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're not there, we want to give you as much of the experience as we can, but
right.
It was definitely a very unique experience.
Yeah, so I was asking, some questions just to, for people, for me, obviously, and for people that are listening or watching it on YouTube, I wanted you to kind of get some context of, like, why she felt certain ways and why certain parts of the room. Because it was a relatively big. It was like, you know, there's like an eat-in kitchen.
Yeah, it's more of a, like, an apartment.
Yeah, a place like a rock star could live
for
an extended amount of time, like Janis did after, you know, she was when she was recording the Pearl album, which She died before the album came out. So this part, this is where it gets interesting. Yeah. Okay. This one, so she's like, can I, you know, have the room? Can I have the room alone? And my first thing was like, oh, just this room? She's like, no, like out.
I was like, bring your purse. Yeah. You know, like bring your laptop. Yeah. But I was like, no, I should trust this medium. Yes.
I trust her with my life.
I know. I have with everything.
Listen, if she wants that purse, Rebecca.
Mac products?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. MacBook, Mac eyeshadow.
Macaroni.
Yeah. So she asks us to leave the room and we all leave the room.
You're all like milling about.
Yeah, we're all milling about.
For her to like.
And well, eventually she signals us to come back in and here's how that goes.
After you were alone with the room.
Yes.
And you made a friend, I see.
I do. So I went back to this corner and I was standing here and I just felt a lot of sadness. Like I started tearing up. Like actually tearing up. I stood here for a while and I went over here, started to feel a little sick, went over there, like to the other side, I didn't really feel too much. Then I went in the kitchen and really started to feel like very, like I was up against here, started to feel very angry. Mm-hmm. And
so, whereas before you weren't really getting
I
much.
No, I felt that like going up against here.
Yeah.
Kind of feeling like this would be a great place to do heroin. But I don't know if she did or anything, but I definitely felt some anger. And then I went and I grabbed my friend Southern Comfort and just took a sniff. And it is absolutely foul, but
oh yeah.
I do want some.
I think you deserve some.
Yeah,
hard work.
I know, it's so bad. Then I just like, I know that she died from a mixture of alcohol and heroin overdoses, like very pure heroin or something. But I also know that she, I think she was expecting people to come visit her who never did, like two friends or something like that. And I definitely felt that like loneliness and like looking out and seeing if they were coming or whatever. But it was more, I got this feeling of, like, being quiet in this space. Like, of course she was using, and of course she was drinking, because those feelings that I was feeling were very heavy. Like, inescapable, almost. And, like, more than an average being sad. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. And I just felt this deep sense of loneliness that, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on her, and especially if you're an addict, that's something that your whole life is very hard to go from step to step without wanting, you know, heroin or alcohol or whatever. And I personally have some firsthand, not firsthand, but secondhand experience with that with people in my family, and just seeing that behavior, like, I can understand how hard it is just to do your day-to-day life. And at this point, she was really sort of going on a toot of doing a lot of drugs and drinking a lot. But yeah, that corner was really the... I don't know if she died in a corner, but I think she died on this side of the hotel. And I definitely felt that sadness. But... I don't know the sequence of events or anything, but
thank you.
That's amazing. Do you think that there's any, like, do you feel like what you're feeling is her, or is it like so many experiences here compounded, or like how do you tap into her?
People that were like, you know, when you kind of you look up to people that are tragic, you kind of follow in their kind of. Like where they've gone, and to feel that, you know, going to like Jim Morrison's gravesite, I'm sure has a lot of stuff. So you think maybe there's also a little bit of that too?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, people who have addictions, or you know, have that sort of lonely life or what have you.
To be near other people that you look up to that have also been lonely. Like, oh, your songs mean something to me.
And I'm sure that they've left their energy here, too. You know?
Yeah. So how do you tap into, like, her energy? Or is it just...
It just, like, I felt it just a couple times.
Yeah.
You know? Mostly having this bottle in my hand looking out at the street.
Yeah.
Because you put that right in the middle of the table, like, kind of like
I didn't do that.
You didn't put that? Did I do that?
I did that.
You probably were doing that.
It absentmindedly.
I put it in the center of the table.
Stop it.
I've been the one the whole time.
But, and another thing was that tub.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, feeling, not, like, sorry for myself, but just...
Kind of the tub and the corner are kind of close to each other, too. You know, sort of, right?
Yeah, they're in that same energy field, I guess. And, like, I don't know the technical terms for anything. I didn't study this.
Yeah. What did you study at UW-Madison?
At Wisconsin.
Go Badgers.
Oh, I studied communication arts, like radio, TV, film.
Vilas much?
Oh, yeah, Vilas. Nasty building. The screenwriting, which I don't use. And then creative writing, English creative writing.
Yeah, I'm getting a resume right now. Just throw your IMDb in there and we're good.
Oh, you did creative writing?
I did creative writing. Great. I did a little bit of com arts, but I was an art major.
Oh, cool.
I was a BFA in illustration.
Damn, that's
also
amazing.
Also, don't use that, so.
Yeah. I mean, I do write, but not, like, my first screenplay was trash. I remember my professor reading it and being like, why? He literally was like, why? For a lot of the choices that I made.
So Aaron's also feeling that.
I'm also feeling bad, like, bad about myself.
Our shared college experience.
No, but, like, the thing is I came in here, I'm not, like, a sad person. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm typically, I would say, in, like, a good mood. I just get, like, very much into my work or whatever. I get, like, annoyed at work.
But you're not, like,
a depressed person. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, my life is very stable. I have a great job, a boyfriend, a dog.
Safe.
Really wonderful. Did
she get
that? Really? I love her so much. I'm her mom. And, like, really great friends like Haley. And a lot of people from Chicago who moved out here with me. So I'm, like, a stable person.
I've been to Chicago a little bit before I came out.
Hell yeah.
So I guess what you're saying is you're not someone who's just, like, it's not just everything is a trigger for
to be
whatever. So it's coming from a place of, like, oh, this is, like, hitting
me
pretty hard.
Oh, this is fucked up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean...
I think I might have walked in first.
You definitely did.
I walked in first, and she's sitting on the bed.
Uh-huh.
The bed closest to the door as you walk in.
Uh-huh.
Cradling the bottle of Southern Comfort.
Yeah. Like, on the side of the bed. Like, who is this person?
I really was just like, oh... It was like one of those things where if I saw it in a movie, I was like, this is not going to go well.
Yeah.
Bad. This is going bad. And she...
Thankfully, it was not a movie and it went fine.
It went fine. Yeah, she... that Southern Comfort really... Well, you know, what's interesting about the Southern Comfort
As you heard, she thought it was a portal.
Which is... I might be mentioned... I think it might be mentioned on the video. But when we got there, before everyone showed up, we bought us, you know, Southern Comfort. I instinctively put it at the middle of that table in the kitchen, right? Mm-hmm. Without thinking. And she made reference of that, like that thing there. And I said, well, I don't know, Rebecca. You put that there. And you're like, I didn't put that there.
Mm-mm.
You did.
Mm-mm.
I did not even recall putting it there.
Mm-mm.
That's how turned around I got.
Yeah, you got turned.
I got turned. I got very turned. So, so that was...
That was... our experience with Aaron K. Van Pay, the medium. And if you want to contact her and have her come to your house, you can go to www.aaronkayvanpay.com.
Yeah. Not dot scary.
Did Janis Joplin die in your house? Yeah. Find out.
Yeah. Yeah. She only goes to places that Janis Joplin's been, by the way. P.S. But no, I thought that was like, this was a fun three-episode thing, and we hope you liked it. We definitely were going to do more, like it or not.
We would love to do more, and we want to thank the Landmark Hotel.
Now the Highland Gardens.
The Highland Gardens. We want to thank everyone there that talked to us. We want to thank Becky Poole, Cassandra Violet, Aaron K. Van Pay.
Everyone that came to the party.
Yeah, everybody was so supportive, and it was such a unique, amazing experience.
Yeah, and you could check the blog post. GhostTownTravels.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, GhostTownPod, our Patreon.
Absolutely.
Really, even a dollar helps, even sharing it helps, and that's Patreon.com/GhostTownPod.
And if you want to dress up like us for Halloween, yeah. You know, I wear a lot of denim.
Yeah.
Jason wears shirts.
Yeah. Jeans-based. If you want a jeans-based costume, like, yeah, you're
yeah.
set.
Yeah. Send in pics.
So this was, you know, part of to celebrate, you know, the anniversary of her death. And also, we're getting close to Halloween. So
yeah.
we have more tricks coming up for Halloween.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Are we threatening them or what's going on?
I don't know. I'm scared.